with information on the latest developments in assistive technology and initiatives, from the studios of 2RPH in Sydney, RPH Australia brings you AbleQuest. Hello, I'm Barbara Sullivan. Often, assistive technology is repurposed from technology that has been proven in another sector. LifeLink Technologies, a division of Ferris Care, takes this approach. LifeLink has adapted technology originally designed for athletes and office workers and developed products for older people and those with disabilities so they can live independently and safely in their own homes. Marnie Roper spoke with Anthony Bacon, General Manager of LifeLink at Ferris Care, who explained some of the available products.
Anthony, welcome to AbleQuest and thank you for joining us. Before we get into the interesting technology that you produce, tell us about the background of LifeLink Technologies and your role.
So my role as the LifeLink General Manager and Operations Manager is the department for Ferris Care that supplies all technology to our clients. So anything from our emergency alarms, we have a range of those, to our telehealth solutions, which is a vital signs monitoring health coaching solution with our RN team, right through to smart assistive technologies, home security solutions to actually support people to stay in their homes safe and well.
And how long have you been operating?
LifeLink has been operating since 2009 as a technology provider. Ferris Care, as the overall business, has been operating for 26 years.
And you're based in Tweed Heads, is that right?
So my office is in Tweed Heads. All of our technology comes out of our distribution centre in our Tweed Heads Experience Centre. But we do deploy our solutions completely nationally. The most important thing is that we can support clients no matter where they're based in Australia. And we actually have about 25 clients in Auckland as well.
Now, I understand some of your technologies have been adapted from those designed for athletes and office workers, which means they obviously have a proven functionality. Can you elaborate on how that has come about?
Look, the first thing was we definitely learnt our trade and we understand our service from the medical alarm industry. And that is designed to support clients with disability or age to be able to call for emergency assistance. So that is our core business. But from there, we've looked at new solutions moving forward to support clients in the community with new solutions that are coming to the market. Now, the world of the smartphone, the smartphone was first invented in 2006, was the first time that anybody had an iPhone in their hand. It was only 11 years ago. And with the continual development of the smartphone comes so many new wearable technologies. It's not overly fashionable to be developing something for the aged market. The traditional aged care client still doesn't have a smartphone. Only about 4% of our clients over the age of 75 have a smartphone. So there's not a lot of money being spent on development for solutions for aging clients or clients needing care, but there's lots of solutions being developed for the fitness industry. And so we've looked at many of those solutions and then re-evaluated to see if they can be used for other solutions to support our clients. We have a theory here that clients want to wear something, not need to wear something. A client needs to wear a pendant if they're a high falls risk, but they would love to wear a nice piece of gold jewellery. And so if we can combine the two together and find that solution, that is something that will support our client, firstly, and then the second thing is they'll want to wear it. So it's really important to find solutions to support the client living in the community who are proud of their presentation.
And I believe a key focus is to prevent falls and reduce the possibility of falls.
Look, falls are devastating to the client, they're devastating to a family. And the most important thing for us is to find solutions to support a client who has fallen, or ideally we'd love to prevent falls. I wouldn't say to anybody there is a fantastic solution that is going to stop someone falling over as they start to get frail or older. But if we can find solutions to alert us that a client is at a higher risk of falling, that's the sort of solutions we're wanting to support with our clients. So whilst we have falls pendants that do go off automatically when a client does fall over, which is fantastic, that means we can get help for the client as soon as an incident has actually happened. We are definitely working with people who are managing posture solutions so we can be wary of when a client's starting to deteriorate, so therefore we can predict when a fall is possibly going to happen in the next few days.
And one of these solutions is your Lumo Lift Posture Coach. Tell us how that works.
Yeah, so look, the Posture Pendant was originally designed for a younger market. It was designed for runners and it was designed for the workforce who are working at computers now, slouching in their seats in front of a computer for 8 hours a day and have got terrible posture. Therefore, it affects their circulation through their body. And so when their posture is in a poor state for longer than 15 seconds, it just gives the wearer the slightest little vibration for about a second or two just to remind them to improve their posture. We've been able to work with the developers who are in America and explain to them the solution we were looking for. And so how we deploy it now through our physiotherapists and our OTs, whereas in a health assessment is done on our clients when they're doing a little fitness campaign to improve their balance. And we supply a little Lumo lift, which is about an inch and a half size. It just goes underneath their shirt, just near their collarbone. And if a client was to be continually looking at their feet, for example, so if someone fell over today, tomorrow they're going to watch their feet because they're concerned they don't want to fall over again. But what they've done by looking at their feet continually, they've actually moved their center of gravity forward by 15 degrees, which has actually increased their chance of falling by 80%. So with this simple solution, we can actually just pop it on their shirt. It can't be seen on the outside by anybody. And if they've actually been looking at the ground for 15 seconds with their chin down, it will just give them a light vibration just to remind them to stand tall and to keep looking forward. It's particularly pertinent for clients who are on wheelie walkers. Many of our clients get comfortable leaning on the walker instead of actually using it to support them. So when using a wheelie walker, they should be standing tall. And so if they're starting to lean on it, after 15 seconds, the little Lumo lift will give them a vibration just to remind them to get back into the right posture, again, trying to ensure that we don't have that fall.
And there's also an increasing emphasis, isn't there, to keep the elderly in particular in their own homes. Your telecare monitoring system takes an all-encompassing approach to this sort of care. What is included in this?
So the most important thing for us was, look, there's some technical words here, right? So telecare, right, is the first one that everyone goes, I don't understand what telecare is. The easiest way to explain it is if when you go to hospital, you've got a buzzer that you can call the nurse with, so that's a nurse call solution. The same thing, but it's now in your home, all right? So you'd have a pendant that you would wear around your neck or you can have a wrist version of it. And if you are feeling unsafe or unwell, if you've fallen over or just not overly comfortable with it, your day's changed a little bit, you can press this button and it will make an emergency call through to a response centre. It's not calling the ambulance direct, it is calling a response centre. And that person will talk to you through the alarm, a little bit like an answering machine. They'll talk to you and they'll have an understanding from you what's going on. For example, you're just feeling unwell. The person will talk to you and you might say, can you call my daughter because I'm not feeling very well. And your daughter might be only a couple of minutes up the road, and so she might come over and we'll just bring your daughter into the call and then we'll ask your daughter to call around. Or you may have fallen over and you're okay, you aren't hurt, but you need a hand to stand back up again. So we can actually call your next door neighbour to come in and give you a hand to get back up. And if your next door neighbour's not available, we'll then call the ambulance, ask them to come and give you a hand to get back up. Or alternatively, if you actually fell over and you're wearing a fall pendant, and you've bumped your head and you actually can't talk because you've been knocked out, when the emergency alarm goes off, there would be no voice contact. And with no voice contact, we would automatically send ambulance. So we've got a whole lot of protocols that we follow to ensure that we get the best emergency response. Whilst we do have a basic pendant, we also have a falls detector. But we have other solutions that we can expand it into, make it a smart home. So we can also put smoke detectors in that talk to the emergency alarm. We can put flood detectors in, and we can put sensors in that monitor movement throughout the house. We've got some new solutions that also are voice activated. So if you were to say emergency call, just in your home anywhere, if you just said the phrase emergency call, the alarm would automatically go off. These solutions will continue to evolve. We have solutions that will support people with epilepsy.
How do they work?
So our epilepsy sensor mat will go in the bed. We've had a great deal of success with that one for children. We just put this sensor, it goes underneath the sheet, so it goes on top of the mattress, underneath the sheet. The epilepsy sensor would talk to what would be an in-home communicator. And so that could be a pager or a pillow shaker. So if someone was to have a seizure, on the epilepsy sensor mat and the parent was sleeping in the next room, we can put a little device underneath the pillow of the parent, and so it would shake the pillow to wake the parent up to know that the child was having a seizure.
In a similar vein, you've developed a My Healthcare Clinic at Home service. What does that entail?
So this is telehealth. So the previous one we spoke about was telecare. Telehealth is about improved health outcomes. So telehealth manages chronic disease management. So clients that are struggling with CHF, COPD or diabetes, so lung disease, heart failure, high blood pressure solutions or diseases along with diabetes. We can supply computers into the client's home along with peripherals, so oximeters, so that measures your oxygen saturation in your blood, blood pressure devices and scales and thermometers. And all of the readings go into the computer or wirelessly, and it actually will appear on my nurse's screens every day. And our nurses will do the triage, so our nurses will look through your interviews and make sure you're healthy. If they see that you're starting to deteriorate or getting a little bit unhealthy, they'll actually do a video call to you, so very similar to Skype, and they'll talk about what your health concerns are with the idea to improve that, your outcome. So we're trying not for you to go to hospital. We're trying to catch these problems that could happen before you get too sick. So just by our nursing team reacting a lot faster when we start to see deterioration in oxygen saturation. So we've had some really good wins and massive saves to the government as far as hospitalisation is very expensive per day. The federal government said it's a massive advantage to people in community, and the health education from our clients, we get such positive feedback from our clients from health education.
This is working for people out in country areas as well.
Look, it is for a rural and remote solution. But to be honest, we supplied in Sydney, we supplied in Coffs Harbour, we supplied in northern New South Wales, we supplied right through the Gold Coast and into Brisbane because that's where our technical team are. We've got a couple of clients in rural Victoria as well. It doesn't have to be rural. To get video conferencing to work for the premium version, we need to have 4G coverage. So we need to have a good quality mobile phone signal in the client's home.
Yes.
If we only have 3G coverage in the client's home, we can do all of the data, we can do all their readings, but we'll just have to support the client over the telephone. We really need the 4G coverage for the video piece to work, but we can absolutely support clients anywhere in the country that has 3G coverage.
Now, you've got some interesting small devices as well, such as the gyno utensils.
Yes, the gyno spoon, the spoon and fork solution, and it was designed to support clients with Parkinson's originally. We now call it a tremor spoon as such. And the process behind this is a powered spoon. We've had a great deal of success with our clients with Parkinson's disease. It will actually take out 85% of the tremor. So it will allow a client to continue to feed themselves, whereas traditional spoon and fork would no longer be able to be used by the client. This solution is powered, so it's actually got a little motor in it, and it actually will take out the circular tremor for a client to continue to be able to feed themselves. They haven't been able to feed themselves for the past 12 or 18 months, and then you give them a go at the spoon, and it's just this amazing smile comes on their face. So you know you're doing some good when you can actually support people.
Now, I know the Experience Centre in Tweed Heads, you can go there and trial the products and look at them. Most people won't be able to do that. So how can they find out what would be useful for them?
We have a website. It's probably the easiest way for you to see the latest solutions that we've now got ready for the market. So our website is www.lifelinkresponse.com.au. Or alternatively, we are more than happy. We've got a fantastic group of people that answer the phones and actually talk clients through the solution. It's 1-300-851-771.
Well, thank you very much, Anthony.
You have just been listening to AbleQuest, a program that looks at developments in assistive technology and initiatives. From Barbara Sullivan and Marnie Roper, thank you for listening, and goodbye till next program.